You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. Alzheimer's is a tough nut to crack, but it's not the only one. The Centers for Disease Control are investigating the rise of an illness that's been compared to polio. It's called acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM for short. It mostly affects children, and it can cause severe muscle weakness. Here's the thing. It's not entirely clear what's causing AFM, why the number of cases has increased over the past 5 years, and why the numbers spike around the same time every other year. Joining me now is Tom Clark, an infectious disease investigator with the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How similar is AFM to polio?
Well, the way it presents the illness is similar. It's a sudden onset of paralysis, usually in young children. There are also similarities with how it looks on imaging, on MRI tests. So it's involvement of the spinal cord, the center part of the spinal cord that controls muscles.
And is the muscle weakness, the paralysis from AFM, permanent?
You know, unfortunately, in some cases, children have continuing disability from it. They have continuing weakness and sometimes limitation in their functioning. And so we don't completely know how common that is, though, and that's an important part of what we still need to learn about AFM is who recovers and what factors, what things can we do to help their recovery.
We started really hearing about this disease mostly in the past year or two, but it's been on the rise since about 2014. Is this a new illness? And what are we talking about in terms of the number of children affected?
So we think that the pattern of occurrence of AFM is new. It may be that the illness existed before. There are always sort of unexplained causes of paralysis that are very rare. But this pattern that began in 2014 of large numbers of cases, the seasonality, the cases occurring towards the end of the summer and early fall, and then what subsequently evolved into every other year patterns. So we saw this in 2014, same in 2016, same again this past year. That's new. That's unusual.
I mean, how unusual? It seems somewhat inexplicable to say a disease that or illness that spikes every other year. I mean, we know if you think about like the flu or cold season, right? That's every year and some years are worse than others. But to see this really clear 2014, 2016, 2018, with what, like about 200 cases in 2018 and very, very few in the years in between. How odd is that?
Well, that's right. This every other year pattern, it is a clue. It just doesn't point us to anything obvious. But as you mentioned, the time it occurs is what people think of as cold season. So colds are going around. The first peak in 2014 occurred at the same time there was a large outbreak of a respiratory virus. And so we sort of assumed that AFM cases were associated with that virus. But the continuing pattern in 2016, 2018, and then all of the testing that we've done on cases, you know, half the time we find a virus when we test specimens from case patients, usually respiratory specimens, but half the time we don't. When we look specifically in the spinal fluid, which we would consider, if you found a virus there, we would consider that the cause of AFM for that case. We've only found 4 patients that have had evidence of virus, and we've found 3 different viruses. So there's nothing definitive yet to pin AFM on a specific viral cause. So we keep looking for virus or evidence of immune responses to virus, but we're keeping an open mind.
What would make it so difficult, if you think that this is caused by a virus, what would make it so hard to pinpoint what virus it is that's causing it?
Really, I think an important question is, we're thinking in terms of 2 broad categories. Is this direct infection of the spinal cord by a virus and damage to the spinal cord and paralysis? Or is it what we call a post-infectious kind of phenomenon where your body, because you've had an infection, develops antibodies or an immune response that are harmful to yourself. The latter is sort of harder to figure out. The former should be easier, but like I said, we've not found evidence of virus in the spinal fluid for most of the cases, or in fact, almost all the cases. And you'd want to find that evidence. So we're having to think about different ways to find that evidence, like looking for specific immune responses in the spinal fluid. You know, thankfully, most of these cases are not fatal, so you're not able to do examination of tissue and under a microscope and look for virus. So that makes it challenging.
Well, Tom Clark, this to me sounds like a classic mystery. I mean, you've got this bizarre every other year pattern. You can't find a viral smoking gun for what's causing it. And this has been widely billed as a mystery polio-like illness. But at the same time, this past fall, a number of doctors, some of whom work very closely with the CDC, criticized the CDC's response to this outbreak and the characterization of this as a mystery illness. What do you make of that response?
Well, we understand that some of the researchers who work in this area have strong opinions or evidence that there is a specific virus that is causing AFM. Usually that's EVD68, a specific enterovirus. We do know cases of AFM can be caused by other enteroviruses. Our response really is, but hang on a minute. You know, as I've said, half of the time you look for virus in patients, you don't find it. When you do find it, most often it's EVD68, but sometimes it's other viruses. Sometimes it's more than one virus. And so we just don't think anything's conclusive yet. It's still, you know, in some ways a more important question is what can we do to improve outcomes even as we try to figure this out or make sure cases are cared for appropriately, patients are cared for appropriately as we're trying to figure this out. Make sure parents are aware, concerned, but not too frightened.
Where do you go from here in trying to figure out more definitively what causes this? I mean, is it more of the same? You just kind of keep plugging with your standard methods for trying to find the cause of a new illness? Or are there different lines of inquiry or totally different approaches that might yield some better insights?
Well, you'll see us really ramp up our efforts to make sure that doctors are aware of AFM and that they report it as soon as cases come to their attention. So that way we can get the best specimens with the best timing as quickly as possible in a really systematic way to try to figure out what's causing this. You'll also see us focus on what affects long-term outcomes and what we can do to help kids get the best chance of recovery from AFM.
That's Tom Clark. He's an infectious disease investigator with the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases and part of the team tracking the rise in the number of cases of a polio-like illness whose cause remains unclear. Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Up next, a faith leader and social justice advocate takes on climate change. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.